so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, all right. That is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former Texan, picking up the songs for you and picking them for me as well. You know, January is a month that some decide to give up stuff as a part of their New Year's resolutions or just kind of to show that they can exercise some control over their lives or actually trying to become healthier or all of the above. And the focus of some of this giving up often is beverages of the stronger type, but that doesn't mean that everyone has to give up songs about beverages. So tonight, we tee up songs about drinks for your oral imbibing, and we lead off with a couple of Jump Blues songs, starting off with Omar and Howlers and Quiet Whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. We're so quiet there by yourself. Things went fine till they took you down, opened you up and they passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. Took one drink and it started to clown. Passing a haze with Jane and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang, what did you see? In walked Henry and Fred Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low. They hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf. We're so quiet there by yourself. Things went fine and they took you down. Opened you up and they passed you around. On the shelf and they grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. They reached up and grabbed your brother Jim. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright. Wondered if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things went fine till they took you down. Opened you up and they passed you around.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get
off one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby. It takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
One scotch. Yeah, that was Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. Or the other way around. One of many songs that were written about drinking that were written by Ruby Tombs came out in 1953. Amos was born in Houston, and after stint in the Navy during World War II, he came back to L.A., signed a record deal, and recorded with his own band, and later on in his career, he was solo. His last recording was after a couple strokes that he had had, but he could still play one hand on the piano while his friend Johnny Otis played the other. And before Amos, we heard another Jump Blues band, Omar and Howlers, Quiet Whiskey, from their 1999 album, Swingland. Omar and his band started out in Mississippi. They moved over to Austin, and the band went back to Mississippi after a bit, but Omar stayed and got himself a new band. And in the mid-80s, they had a contract with Columbia and then recorded a song called, and a whole album called, Hard Time in the Land of Plenty that was a huge hit. They've got over 25 records now and still play occasionally around the Austin area. You listen to songs about specific drinks tonight on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And next up, we're going to switch drinks and rhythms somewhat, starting off with the Traveling Wilburys and Margarita.
Down from the blue to the gray, where I trying till we get it right. Tyler Mata, she's a jackpot.
She wrote a long letter on a short piece of paper.
Native Terry Allen on vocals and piano, Luis Martinez on jazz guitar. Song was Cocktails for Three from Terry Allen's landmark album, Lubbock on Everything. That was released in 1978 and then re-released in 2016. I've played this album a bunch on Boogie Back, and it really continues to grow on me. Terry can tell some great stories, both in music and in art. He has an exhibition right now at the Blanton Museum of Art on the University of Texas campus. That's generated an article in the New Yorker and in Texas Monthly. Check them out. Before Terry, we heard the Traveling Wilburys, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, and Texan Roy Orbison. I've only said that name a few times on the show. Roy Orbison and Margarita from their first of their two albums, The Traveling Wilburys, that was released in 1989 and a Grammy Award winner in 1990. Long story about friendships among these guys, which culminated in kind of forming the band during and after the recording of George Harrison's album Cloud Nine that Jeff Lynne co-produced. And Harrison decided to pick Dylan to be in the band, and Jeff Lynne picked his idol, Roy Orbison. and Tom Petty came in just a little bit later. The band kind of revitalized both Dylan's and Tom Petty's career because they just had sunk a little bit at that time. Unfortunately, Roy Orbison died just a couple months after that song, that whole album was released. Listen to songs about drinks on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I am Jeff Fletcher, your host and bartender this evening. Thanks for listening in. Next up, we continue in song with a plot motif with a couple of sad ones, but sad for different reasons. We're going to lead off with one of the one or two, three best storytellers that I know of. Here's Guy Clark and Instant Coffee Blues.
Washed all the road dirt from his face and from his neck. Sat down at her table and she picked up his check. And she took him home for reasons that she did not understand. While him he had the answers, but he did not show his hand. Cause him he knew the taste of this wine very well. It all goes down so easy, but the next day is hell. Morning, man, was I drunk? She whispered in the shower while he lay there and smoked his way there through the final hour. She felt wholly empty, like she'd felt it every time. And he was feeling just the same, except he's trying to make it rhyme. Time was of the essence, so they both did the best to meet up in the kitchen, feeling fully dressed. She just had to go to work, and he just had to go. And she knew where, and he knew how to blow it off. And so they shot the breeze quite cavalier to the boiling of the pot, and sang the instant coffee blues, never fired a shot. Jimmy hit the driveway with his feelings in a case. And her, she hit the stoplight and touched up her face. So you tell him the difference between caring and not, and that it's all done with mirrors, lest they forgot. I said it's all done with mirrors, they have none, to blend the instant coffee blues into the morning sun.
Passed me his bottle of tequila. Said time's running out, we're gonna have to pretend it's a margarita. It's a order of things, it's the way it goes. Don't you look at me, girl, like I'm already gone. The day is close, it won't be. And don't you let me see you cry. Don't you go grieving. before I'm gone. He had his lighter on a leash and menthols in his shirt pocket. Said, I'm going up with the smoke. There's no doing anything to stop it. So take a deep breath, quit with the countdown. You've always been your daddy's girl. Nothing's gonna change that now. The day is close, it won't be long. Couple of cocktails and a song. And don't you let me see. Before I'm gone. And then he stared down at his shoe. Through a pink begonia's bloom. Daddy, all I want is your silver bell buckle. And maybe your black Stetson hat. And both of us glad about that. The day is close, but we won't be long. Couple of cocktails and a song. Don't you let me see you cry. Don't you go grieving. Not before I.
The Highwaymen, Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, Dallas native Maren Morris, and another Lubbock native, Amanda Shires, who was the lead vocalist and played the violin on that. You also heard Amanda's husband, Jason Isbell, on electric guitar. Brandi played piano as well as backup vocalist along with Natalie and Maren. The group was formed partially to call attention to the lack of airtime for women artists in country music, and that's getting a little bit better, but not a lot. Also, they kind of tried to pay homage to the Highwaymen. Before the Highwaymen, we heard Guy Clark from Monahans, Texas, and Instant Coffee Blues from the album Old Number One, his first album, released in 1975 on RCA. The album came out after a whole bunch of his songs already had been recorded by folks like Jerry Jeff Walker and Billy Joe Shaver and others. Also on this album is Steve Earle, a young Steve Earle, Rodney Crowell, fiddler Jimmy Gibble, Willie's harp guy Mickey Raphael. But still, it's a kind of a spare, quiet album. We can really focus on Guy's lyrics and his stories and his descriptions of people and places. Let's do one more, kind of a quiet song, story song of a sort, and this one featuring the bubbly. Here's Caitlin Rose and Pink Champagne.
How far it goes. See how all the time does fly when you're staring out of windows. Pictures in the wedding place of the fallen stars. Champagne, visions enchanted, lace the day, you turned and said to me, darling, it was just as lovely as I dreamed that it could be.
Caitlin Rose and Pink Champagne from her 2013 album, The Stand-In. Caitlin is new to me, but I discovered that she was born in Dallas, Texas, and her family moved to Nashville when she was about 7. She has, three albums out, and she just re-released her album, Own Side Now, on its 10th anniversary. I'm going to be checking out more of her music in the future. I like her kind of sultry voice. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning the tunes and serving up the drinks for you tonight. Thanks for listening in.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance, since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at trigginsurance.com.
VOV programming support comes from Vashon Thriftway, locally owned and operated since 1965, and offering everything from organic zucchini to a hot latte or garden boots. Now supporting youth sports broadcasts on KVSH, you'll find them on the web at VashonThriftway.com.
Well, thanks to all our folks who support us like that, including you who listen to The Voice of Vashon. We're going to return to whiskey, rather sad about whiskey. I hope y'all aren't doing drinking games with this. This would just not be a good idea to do that. We're going to lead off with probably the most famous song about whiskey, and it's Whiskey River, tonight performed by the person who wrote the song and first recorded it, the Country Crusoe, Johnny Bush.
I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memoried mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flow ever on my mind, and warm my empty heart she left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind, don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry, you're all I've got, take care of me. Whiskey River, bathing my memoried mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flow from my mind, and warm my empty heart she left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind, don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River,
don't run dry.
You're all I've got, take care of me.
Smooth and mean, even when it burns, it'll always finish clean. He did not like it watered down, he took it straight up and neat. It was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey. I know it's tough out there, a good news is hard to find. Living one word to the next, one line at a time. Now there's more to life than whiskey, there's more to words than rhyme. Sometimes nothing works, sometimes nothing shines like Hemingway's whiskey. One's for him, Hemingway's whiskey, warm and smooth and mean, even when it burns, it'll always finish clean. He did not like it watered down, he took it straight up and neat. If it was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey.
Course was Guy Clark again. And I say of course because I don't know of too many other songwriters who could be so clear about the taste and other attributes of whiskey, throw in a little philosophy at the same time. The song Hemingway's Whiskey was from Guy's 2009 album Some Days the Song Writes You on Dual Tone Records. Quite a writer. Hemingway and Guy Clark. Before Guy, we heard Johnny Bush, the Country Caruso, and Whiskey River, which is a song that he wrote and he first recorded back in 1972 on his album Whiskey River. Johnny was from Houston. He played in and around San Antonio a lot, and not long after Whiskey River became a hit for him, though, he lost about half his vocal range through some kind of weird disease, and he regained part of that later, but never was quite the same. Obviously, Willie recorded Whiskey River. It was back in 1973 for his album Shotgun Willie. Well, his live recording in 1978 that really kicked it off, too, and Willie's rendition performance of this song was the first ever song reported on Austin City Limits. This is the songs about drinks on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host and bartender, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're going to switch genres, and I mean that for sure. We're going to move away from the whiskey to the non-alcoholic beverages for a second and into non-alcoholic, and leading off with a group called White Denim and their song Corsicana Lemonade.
Yeah. always looking for a reason, that place to call your own. Macrophages of delusion. Would you pick a better place to lose and change? Not in chemo, in my semo. Little too long, a walk out to the grain. Cause a camel, make a salmon. You'd be thirsty for a glass of lemonade. Try to slow it down. Show by the windows, reaching for what you can hold. Considering the ways that the wind blows, whatever it is, I don't really know. You're just looking for a reason, a place to call your own. From Odessa up to Dumas, could you pick a better place to lose some change? Abilene in my scene.
Keeps me
Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, Rather Wired, on Black Caffeine from their 2013 album, Old Yellow Moon. Rodney was a rhythm guitarist and backing vocalist in Emmylou's hot band back in the 70s after they met at the Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. He wrote songs for her for about 20 years. He grew up in Houston, which is something he's rather proud of, as you can tell from some of his albums, The Houston Kid and Close Ties, to just name two. These two are just a natural duet to me. We're going to hear one more from this album in a little bit. Before Rodney and Emmylou, we heard White Denim, band out of Austin, and the song Corsicana Lemonade from their 2013 album of the same name. They're a huge hit in the UK. And Corsicana Lemonade was the first album of theirs to hit the U.S. charts. They're kind of a weird mix, if you listen to more than just one of their songs, weird mix of garage band and punk and funk and jazz and who knows what else to their sound. It's more to come from them in future shows of Boogie Back. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we're hearing songs from Texas musicians about drinks. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming is made possible with support from Frog Song Gardens by Urban Feast, Vashon's spectacular garden wedding venue and caterer. Find them on the web under the Venues tab at urbanfeast.com.
Financial support for Voice of Vashon provided by Gather Vashon. Gather, the heart of art on Vashon Island, features the work of island artists in a vibrant, light-filled gallery located at 17600 Vashon Highway Southwest. You'll also enjoy classes, house concerts, private parties, and community gatherings of all kinds at Gather. For more information, join Gather on social media at Gather Vashon and visit gathervashon.com.
Well, we're going to now turn to wine. We're going to lead this off this set with yesterday's wine. Here's Willie.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music, partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, I'm yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. You give the appearance of one widely traveled. I'll bet you've seen things in your time. So sit down beside me and tell me your story. If you think you'll like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, well, yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, we're aging with time, yesterday's wine.
Today was the last day you played me for a fool. I stopped in here like I always do before I lose my cool. I need to let my mind relax. I think I've had enough. Come on, wine, 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 do your stuff. Come on, wine, take me for a ride. Let my thoughts go flying high. Let my brain unwind. She let me down too many times. I think I've had enough. Come on, wine, 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 do your stuff. I see her face in there. One more bottle, if you please. Don't get rough. Come on, wine, 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 do your stuff. Come on, wine, take me for a ride. Let my thoughts go flying high. My brain unwind. She let me down too many times. I think I've had enough. Come on, wine, 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 do your stuff.
Bill Kirchen on guitar and vocals, Austin DeLeon on backup vocals and keys, and Bobby Black on the pedal steel. Song was Wine, Wine, Wine from their album Transatlanticana, released back in 2016. Bill is known as the Titan of the Telecaster, according to Guitar Player magazine, probably best known for his role in Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. And he also helped to found the whole Americana music genre, as well as setting the stage for the whole outlaw country music with his album Seeds and Stems. He's lived in Austin since 2011. Before Bill, we heard Willie and Yesterday's Wine, the title track of his 1971 album. That album had a bunch of songs leaning toward the spiritual and philosophical, and according to Willie, it spooked RCA, and they didn't really promote it very much. And then they realized they made a mistake about 5 years later. In 1982, Merle Haggard and George Jones recorded a duet of the song, which became a number one single on the charts. We're going to do one more in the wine vine or wine vein, as we call Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, back their song, Bluebird Wine.
Baby brought me in out off the highway, poured my right good liquor down a sink, straightened out my crooked ways of thinking, made it purely pleasure when I drink. And it's all right now, I just hit my stride. Write some pretty song about me and you. And it's all right now, I just hit my stride. Right off the bat, I'm drunk on bluebird wine.
Born Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris again with Bluebird Wine from their Grammy award-winning album Old Yellow Moon. And we're going to go out the door this drinks edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a song written by Doyle Bramall and inspired by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And it's Stevie Ray singing this song. It's called Life by the Drop.
Hello there, my old friend. Not so long ago, it was till the end. We played outside in the pouring rain. On our way up the road, we started over again. You're living our dreams, oh, you on top. My mind is aching, Lord, it won't stop. That's how it's happened, living life by the drop. Up and down that road in our worn-out shoes, talking about good things and singing the blues. You went your way and I stayed behind. We both knew it was just a matter of time. Living our dreams, oh, you on top. My mind is aching, Lord, it won't stop. That's how it happens, living life by the drop.
out the past, there's no easier way. Time's been between us, a man's to an end. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend. Living a dream, my mind's stopped aching. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas tonight. We'll see you next week.